Trump is helping Americans with TrumpRx, Dem drug bill helps China. By Americans for Limited Government, sponsored, on June 13, 2026. The following content is sponsored by Americans for Limited Government. Washington loves a bill with a friendly name. The Medication Affordability and Patent Integrity Act, now pending before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, sounds like something every American should support. Then you read the text. The bill buries American inventors and innovators in new mandates, invites a wave of lawsuits, and gives foreign competitors a closer look at our most sensitive medical research. It would not lower the price of a single prescription. The bill forces drug companies to certify that every piece of information they give the Food and Drug Administration matches what they told the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Trip over a technicality, and the FDA can block approval of a new medicine. A cancer drug could sit on a shelf over a paperwork fight between two federal agencies while patients wait. Supporters claim the bill stops companies from gaming the patent system. But the law already handles that. Courts can and do throw out patents obtained through fraud. And federal regulators already have broad power to punish companies that mislead the FDA. This bill is a solution in search of a problem. Worse, it scrambles the jobs of two agencies that each work fine on their own. The FDA decides whether a drug is safe and effective. The patent office decides whether an invention deserves a patent. Mixing those jobs improves neither one. What it does do is hand competitors and trial lawyers a new weapon. They could tie up valid patents for years over filing technicalities that have nothing to do with whether a medicine works. Every dollar a company burns on those lawsuits is a dollar that never reaches the lab. Then there is the national security problem. Communist China has made it official state policy to dominate biotechnology, and stealing American research is central to the plan. Chinese hackers have targeted American drug companies for years. The Chinese Communist Party does not need to outwork American scientists when it can raid their files instead. This bill would make the raid easier. Drug makers already hand enormous amounts of sensitive research data to federal regulators. The bill would force even more disclosure, spread across more agencies and more filings, and every new filing is a new target. Congress would be scattering America's crown jewels across more government filing cabinets at the very moment Beijing is hunting for them. Xi Jinping could not have written a better bill himself. None of this is necessary because President Trump is lowering drug prices right now. TrumpRx delivers medicines to American patients at prices that beat what Europeans pay. The administration is knocking out the pharmacy benefit manager middlemen who inflate costs at the pharmacy counter. And after decades of sponging off our scientists, wealthy European countries are finally paying their fair share for American medicines thanks to the president's trade pressure. All of it happened without touching the patent system that makes new cures possible. That is the playbook Congress should follow: more competition, more transparency, and fewer middlemen taking a cut between the factory and the pharmacy. The Medication Affordability and Patent Integrity Act offers red tape, courtroom fights, and a head start for Beijing. America invents most of the world's new medicines because we protect the people who take big risks to cure diseases. Members of the HELP Committee should reject this misguided bill and get back to reforms that put American patients first.